Asima Rahman has a new routine since she's been back teaching in her third grade classroom at Ridgely Elementary School in Springfield.
I try to contact both the Sangamon County Health Department and Walgreens in the morning before work and then at lunchtime and after school. So, I mean, 3 times a day at the very least.
Rahman refreshes the health department's website or, when she has time, calls, trying to schedule a COVID vaccine appointment. But she keeps running into the same problem. They're all full. She says this first-come, first-serve approach is unfair.
We're all exposed daily, and it just makes me very apprehensive and frustrated to know that everyone's not working together to provide a safe environment for us to work in.
Some of the 49,000 Sangamon County residents who are eligible in this new phase of the vaccine rollout have run into the same hurdles. There's a patchwork system of providers, including the health department, hospitals, and commercial pharmacies, and there isn't a central place to get information, though the Illinois Department of Public Health is promising a COVID vaccine website in the coming days. The rollout has seen similar challenges nationwide, with a lack of federal supply and uncertainty about if and when more doses will be available.
We're being as honest as we can with everybody and just being upfront, and we know it's frustrating.
That's Gail O'Neill, director of the Sangamon County Department of Public Health. She says their appointments are booked until the end of the month, and they can't give a timeline of when more will be available because it depends on vaccine supply coming through the state and federal governments.
We could ramp up something if we knew vaccine was coming in a large amount. We could ramp up in a day or two at the most.
The department is working with the 5 big healthcare organizations in the area. They want to set up larger vaccination clinics that could give 1,500 shots a day instead of the 300 now being administered at the health department. That could be good news for Betty Meissen. The 71-year-old Springfield resident has been trying for more than a week to get an appointment. While Meissen scoured the news and health department website for updates, her husband got a text from HSHS St. John's, where his doctor is, saying he could get one of their doses.
You know, we're excited beyond excited.
St. John's offered vaccine doses to a small number of patients over 65, though they didn't give an exact number. The hospital also said it couldn't offer appointments to people who aren't their patients, like Meissen. So her son made her an appointment in Champaign County, which Meissen, a self-described rule follower, struggled with.
I'm already yelling because I'm not receiving information in a timely manner. I can't get on the waiting list. I can't take somebody else's spot. It's not right.
In the end, it didn't matter. On the day of her appointment, Champaign County's health department canceled on her, since she doesn't live there. Unable to get an appointment through her doctor or in another county where the shots are available, Meissen says she'll keep trying Sangamon County's vaccine webpage. She wishes the county would offer a wait list or at least one central place to get information about when and how to get a vaccination. But the health department doesn't seem to have all the information either. For example, O'Neill says they weren't notified when Walgreens began accepting appointments for people to get vaccines. She says the pharmacy chain gets doses directly from the federal government and doesn't have reporting requirements to her department. Walgreens did not respond to 2 requests for comment from NPR Illinois. Stephen Bland was actually able to schedule an appointment through Walgreens. He's a teacher's aide in a kindergarten class in Springfield and went back to the classroom last week. But just before the appointment, he started feeling sick. Now he's waiting the results of his COVID test. If it's negative,
I probably go back to refreshing the Department of Public Health website and hoping for Walgreens to open more doses.
I'm Mary Hansen.